Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough held their first in-person meeting in several months in a newly renovated assembly chamber on Tuesday night. Among the topics to be discussed was an update on the COVID-19 vaccine distribution within the Kenai Peninsula Borough. Dr. Kristen Mitchell, who practices in Soldotna, joined via the Zoom online platform to offer details. In doing so, she leaned heavily into the potential of the vaccines to help curb the negative impact of COVID-19 on the Kenai.
This vaccine effort really is the moonshot of our time. It has been a tremendous collaboration between private industry, science, government, communities. And I think Operation Warp Speed that has gotten us here so quickly is really one of the signature achievements of the current Trump administration. It has allowed vaccine developers to really bring vaccine to market in a dramatically quicker way than has ever been possible before. And that's really come through federal dollars investing in guaranteeing that vaccine that's produced will be paid for whether or not it works. And so it has allowed private industry to make vaccine and take that gamble and really get us to a place where we have working vaccines much, much quicker than we would have otherwise.
With regards to masks, the doctor explained why masks not only help prevent spreading COVID-19, but noted that they can contribute positively to potential receivers of the virus as well.
The more germs you breathe in when you get a viral infection, the more likely you are to have a severe case. If you don't breathe in very much virus, you're not likely to get very sick. If you breathe in a lot of virus, you have a higher risk of being very sick.
Dr. Mitchell said that mRNA, that's messenger RNA vaccines, are effective on patients older than 65. Now, that's different than other forms of vaccine. Both Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines, which are being utilized in Alaska, are mRNA vaccines. She also spent time debunking common myths about the vaccines, including noting that there is zero evidence that the vaccine introduces COVID-19 to the body, that there is no way the vaccine could cause infertility, and that those with food allergies should not be discouraged from receiving the vaccine. The Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District held a virtual public forum titled the Economic Future Forum on Wednesday afternoon. The forum allowed KPED's featured speakers to provide an economic overview of the Kenai. Nolan Clauda of the University of Alaska Anchorage offered details regarding unemployment on the Kenai.
So the Kenai Peninsula is down about 2,400 jobs, you know, from November to November. The job loss rate seems to be improving a bit, but a lot of that is the seasonality of it. And then, of course, along with that, you know, this explosion in unemployment that happened, the steep uptick there is what happened in March. These are the new unemployment claims. I always tell people that this is normally a very boring data set. It's just kind of a flat line that varies from, you know, 800 to 1,000 statewide for one week to the next. And it's not usually an indicator that we really watch all that closely. We, you know, when it gets exciting, when it gets interesting, that's bad news. That's when we go from 1,000 job claims in a week to 14,000.
Which industries have been impacted most significantly?
The only positive ones, retail, trade, and other services, which is pretty interesting that retail is up on the peninsula because it's been down pretty hard in most other parts of the state.
Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.